All right, now it's time for our catechism by Giant Piper. Let's read, I'll read the question and we all read the answer together. So question 78, which is the eighth commandment? Answer?
The eighth commandment is thou shalt not steal.
And there's a scripture reference, Exodus 20:15, if you want to look more into that. Okay, so today I'm happy to introduce our brother Michael. From the Chinese side, he's going to speak to us today, and our sister Suya is going to be the translator.
Good morning, brothers and
sisters.
I'm
very happy to share the gospel with you today.
Today I'm going to
talk about joy of a Christian.
我们常说基督徒应当是要喜乐, 而且是常常喜乐, 在保罗的书信当中不断地提醒我们。
We often say that Christians should have joy. In his letters, Paul tells us to rejoice.
他说,你们要靠主常常喜乐, 我再说,你们要喜乐。
He says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
我试着在中文的圣经找喜乐这两个字, 还包含了相关的像欢喜、快乐等词, 找到了有206个经节。
I looked up an online Chinese Bible and searched for the word joy, or its synonyms such as delight, happiness, and found 206 verses.
我强调这只是其中一种方法来算，而且没有包含了全部。如果包含全部，我相信有更多。One
thing to keep in mind that this is just a result of some kind of computer calculation. I'm sure there are more verses that contain the ideas of happiness.
而且不只是圣经里面描述神的子民要喜乐，在很多人的印象当中，在见证中，我们看到要喜乐。
Not only does the Bible describe the joy of God's people, it can be witnessed in many testimonies.
在很多人的眼中，基督徒感觉就一定要喜乐，好像天塌下来都不怕。
To a lot of people, Christians are so joyful even when the world is coming to an end.
甚至在台湾有一句俗谚，就是基督教西伯人考。
There is a saying in Taiwan, there are no tears at a Christian's funeral.
意思是说，你如果信基督教，你死了也没有人为你哭泣。Meaning
that if you became a Christian, no one will cry over your death.
这很显然是不信主的人对我们的一种误解。This
obviously is a misconception from non-Christians.
我们自己是不是也有这样的误解呢？
Do we also have some misconceptions?
如果你看到一个基督徒他没有工作，却有妻小要养，你就跟他说你要喜乐。When
a Christian is out of job and is under pressure of raising his family, you tell him rejoice.
当一个基督徒罹患重病，你跟他说要喜乐。When
a Christian suffers from a severe illness, you tell him rejoice.
这从字面上可能没错，因为圣经说在任何的环境我们都要喜乐。This
is a true definition because the Bible does remind us to rejoice in all circumstances.
我们这样对他说，动机也是好的。And
we do mean well.
但是其实不能够这样解释。
However, it is a wrong interpretation.
如果我们真的在任何环境都喜乐，难道说我做错事伤害人，我要喜乐吗？
So does that mean that I should have joy when I hurt others?
难道我去年买了一年不到的新车被撞了两次，要喜乐吗？
Does that mean that my one-year-old new car was hit twice within a week?
我们家去年屋顶半夜漏水，我也要喜乐吗？
And my roof was leaking in the middle of the night. Should I rejoice in those things?
当然不容易。
Of course not.
有的时候不快乐还蛮自然的。
Sometimes it is quite natural to be unhappy.
几个星期前，我跟我的儿子坐在车上。
Couple weeks ago, my son and I were sitting in a car.
他指着把手旁，驾驶座旁边那个把手问说这是什么东西？
He pointed to the handle behind the stick shift and asked what it was.
我跟他说那是手刹车。I
told him it's a handbrake.
我用中文跟他解释了一番那个功能。And
I explained to him in Chinese its function.
然后呢，就对他说，你要不要一个？
Then I asked him, would you like to have one?
他眯着眼睛看了我一下，说， Yes, from your joke.
He squinted his eyes and said, yes, from your joke.
我就觉得很自讨没趣。我就说，对，我问他为什么你不笑啊？
I feel very discouraged and I ask him, why aren't you laughing at my joke?
他说, I will if it is funny.
He replied, I will. Yes, sir.
如果你现在听不懂我在讲什么,我相信你应该完全能够了解我儿子的感受。
If you have no idea what I'm saying right now, you totally can relate to my son's feeling at that time.
对于好笑的事会笑,这是很自然的事情。
Laughing at a good joke is a very normal reaction.
所以喜乐不是一种催眠,也不是一种假装。
Joy is not from hypnotism nor pretension.
老实说我自己也常常不感到喜乐。
But honestly, I often feel no joy.
也或许看到许多基督徒也有一些忧愁
，and see many unhappy Christians around me.
那这到底怎么回事呢
？What's going on here？
所以我今天想借这个机会来思想一下基督徒喜乐这个题目。
Hopefully, we can think about the topic rejoice through today's message.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美您，让我们能够聚集在这里，一起思想你的话语，一起来思想基督徒的喜乐。求主亲自教导我们，让我们不论说的、听的，都同蒙神的恩典带领，能够来认识你。感谢赞美主，祷告奉告救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
好，在讨论之前，我有两个观念想要跟大家澄清。一个是喜乐跟快乐是不是不一样
？Before we go further, I want to clarify two concepts. First, is joy different from happiness?
第二个是不是只有好人会喜乐，坏人没有办法，坏人只有快乐？
Second, is it true that only the righteous have joy but not the wicked?
第一个，你们会不会有听过人家说，你之所以不喜乐，是因为你把喜乐跟快乐搞混了。
Have you ever heard that there is no joy in your heart because we confuse joy with happiness?
因为快乐是在，他们认为快乐是在外在的一个刺激，所以随着外在的变化，你的心情会有所变化。
Because they think happiness is from environmental stimulation, a reaction to an external event.
但是喜乐是内在的反应，它不会随着外面的环境而不同。
And they think joy is an inner reaction and will not change according to the environment.
所以喜乐跟快乐是不同的吗？
Are we saying that joy and happiness are different?
所以我们基督徒很喜乐，但是不快乐。
So Christians are joyful but not happy.
那是不是真的圣经所说的喜乐？只是在讲到内心对于外面跟物质是没有任何琢磨的吗
？So is it true that joy mentioned in Bible only from the heart, but not affected by the outward and material stimulation?
其实不是的，在约珥书上也写着，耶和华会因百姓的悔罪而施行怜悯，让五谷丰收。
That's not the case at all. In Joel, God blesses His people with abundant harvest after they have spent.After they have repented from their sin.
神的子民也会因着神的赐福而感到喜乐。
God's people rejoice in His blessing.
圣经说，地土啊，不要惧怕，要欢喜快乐，因为耶和华行了大事。田野的走兽啊，不要惧怕，因为旷野的草发生，树木结果，无花果树、葡萄树也都效力。锡安的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜。因他赐给你们合一的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals. For the pasture in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig trees and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the autumn rains.Because he is faithful, he sent you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before.
另外讲到好人跟坏人的问题，是不是只有好人、义人才会喜乐，恶人只会快乐，不会有喜乐呢？
Perhaps only the righteous people have joy, but the wicked have happiness, not joy.
先知以西结写到说，耶和华对以东人的审判的时候，有这样一段描述，说主耶和华如此说。全地欢乐的时候，我必使你荒凉。你怎样因以色列家的地业荒凉而喜乐，我必照你所行的待你。希尔山啊，你和以东全地都必荒凉，你们就知道我是耶和华。
Prophet Ezekiel described the Lord's punishment toward Edom As such, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, while the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate, because you rejoice when the inheritance of the Israel became desolate. This is how I will treat you. You will be desolate, Mount Seir, you and all of Edom.
从这里看到,
then they will know that I am the Lord.
从这里看到, 以东人, 他不是因为自己得到什么好处而喜乐, 他反倒是因为以色列家的败落而喜乐。
The Edomite did not rejoice from their personal gain, but from the ruin of the Israelite.
这让我想起小时候我看的布袋戏里面的一个大坏蛋黑白郎君说的话。
This reminds me of a bad guy from a puppet show in my childhood.
他说,白人的失败就是我的快乐。
This character called Mr. Black and White has a pet phrase, which is, other people's failure is my joy.
这真的是很不好啊, 但是有些人心里面难免就有这种感觉,这种想法。
This is terrible, yet people somehow have this kind of sickness in them.
所以这是一个令人惊讶的例子,恶人也会快乐,也会喜乐。
This is just a surprising example that bad people also have joy.
其实在圣经当中, 喜乐和快乐是没有明显的差别的。
Actually, in Bible, there's not much difference between joy and happiness.
你们会不会有时候很喜乐但是不快乐呢?
Have you ever felt unhappy and yet very joyful?
还是你们很快乐的时候不喜乐呢?
Or happy but not joyful?
我认为应该要注重的不是喜乐跟快乐的定义问题，而是这个喜乐、快乐它的来源的问题。
We should not focus on the definition of joy or happiness. Instead, we should focus on the cause that bring us joy and the differences they make.
如果让你喜乐的原因是对的，它会是长久，而且不会有忧虑。
In fact, if the cause is right, joy will last and there will be no worries.
如果是偏差了，那这份喜乐可能会不仅是短暂，会带给你问题。
However, if the cause is wrong, joy will not last, and there might be a problem.
所以我从小就教孩子不要太高兴，越高兴越容易出问题。
Therefore, I've been teaching my kids, there will be a problem if there is too much happiness, and the merrier, the bigger the problem.
所以我们现在来看圣经当中真正喜乐的来源是什么。
Let's see what joy is and there is resource in the Bible.
那关于刚刚我所找到的在旧约经文关于喜乐呢, 绝大的来源都是神自己。
First, in the Old Testament, passage about joy mostly has God as its resource.
这边有三个重点。第一个,在旧约子民当中,喜乐绝大多来自于神的本身。
There are three key points. In the Old Testament, the source of God the source of the joy of God's people is God Himself.
先知哈巴谷的祈祷说：“虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。”
Prophet Habakkuk's prayer is an example. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights.
先知哈巴谷他不看身边物质的变化, 或许外面的东西都与他为敌，但是他仍然知道神是他的拯救，并且以神为他喜乐的来源。He
focuses not on the material changes in the surroundings. Even though everything is against him, he is still certain that God is his savior and the source of his happiness.
大卫在他诗里面也表达出来，众人应该要以耶和华为乐，不要因为那些作恶的，他们没有被审判，而因此还因为这样子而得到了享受。 为此而心怀不平，他说：“不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒，因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。你当倚靠耶和华行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。”
Another example is in David's poem. People should rejoice in the Lord, even when the wicked receive no punishment and are enjoying their success. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart.
这个好像很抽象，但是对于爱神的人来讲，这是真实而且具体的感受。
This might seem very abstract, but it's quite real and practical for those who love the Lord.
那其次呢，神的子民会因为神的同在而感到喜乐。
Second, God's people rejoice in the presence of the Lord.
其中大多数是在圣殿，他们在守节的时候感到十分的喜乐。
Mostly in the temple, God's people rejoice in celebrating the festivals.
在以色列的南国犹大国，经历了许多悖逆的王带领。
Judah, south of Israel, was ruled by many generations of kings who were unfaithful to the Lord.
甚至亚哈斯王甚至污秽了，而且关闭了圣殿。
King Ahaz even defiled and closed God's temple.
直到他的儿子西西家登基，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，并且打开了圣殿。
When Hezekiah, son of Ahab, became king, he did what's right in the eyes of the Lord, opening the doors of God's temple, repair, purify, and order the offerings.
他重新修理、洁净献上祭物，然后呼召以色列人来耶路撒冷圣殿守节。
He even invited the Israel people to God's temple in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
圣经说，在耶路撒冷的以色列人大大喜乐，守除酵节七日，利未人和祭司用响亮的乐器，日日颂赞耶和华。
The Israelites who were present in Jerusalem celebrated the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days with great rejoicing, while the Levites and the priests praised the Lord every day with the resounding instruments dedicated to the Lord.
之后还欲罢不能，他说全会众商议要再守节七日，于是欢欢喜喜的又守节七日。
And there was not enough. The whole assembly then agreed to celebrate the festival 7 more days. So for another 7 days, they celebrate joyfully.
最后圣经记载，这样在耶路撒冷有大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫的儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样子的喜乐。
And last, the Bible says,There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem.
对于神的同在，你会不会感到欢喜和安慰呢？
What do you think of the idea of God's presence? Do you feel the joy and comfort?
还是你会觉得很不方便呢？
Or you feel inconvenienced?
我有个朋友，他是拜偶像的。
I used to know friends who worship idols.
他家里摆了一个偶像，但是用布盖起来。
And his house has this idol statue all covered up with clothes.
我问他为什么你要这样做，他说因为这样子很不方便。
I asked him why, and he told me because he felt very inconvenient.
当你在家里做坏事的时候，会被他看到，所以他就把它盖起来。
He was afraid the idol would see him do wrong.
所以只有在他想要求这个 idol 的时候，他才把它打开来。
Therefore, he only uncovered the idol statue when he had a request from his idol.
你在敬拜真神的时候会这样想吗？
Do you see the Lord in the same way?
你会不会把每一次来到教会的聚会当作朝见神、与神同在的一个非常欢乐的时刻呢？
Do you see Sunday worship as a time to worship God, to enjoy God's presence?
还是不得不做的例行公事，或者是被父母逼来的一个苦差事呢？
Or you think it's a routine that you cannot avoid, or something that your parents force you to do?
所以不论早期的摩西时代所造的会幕，或者所罗门所造的圣殿，都是在表达创造宇宙万物的大君王耶和华愿意与人同住，是神同在的代表。
Whether it's a tabernacle in Moses' era or the temple built by Solomon,They both represent God's presence, which deliver a message that Lord God Almighty, who created the universe, was willing to dwell among people.
而按照神律法, 献祭守节, 都不是一个, 不只是一个制式的宗教仪式, 而是活泼敬拜, 喜乐的与神团契。
To make an offering and to celebrate the festival according to God's commands was not just a religious ritual by law, but a lively worship, a joyful fellowship with God.
第三个让神子民喜乐的是神的话语。
Sir, God's people rejoice in the word of the Lord.
先知耶利米在他面对许多仇敌攻击的时候，他向神求告。他不仅求神拯救，也在当中表达对神话语的爱慕。
When Prophet Jeremiah faced his enemy's attack, his prayer not only pleads for God's salvation, but also shows his admiration for God's words.
他说，万军之耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。He
said, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty."
对神的话语，你是什么反应？你是会喜乐吗？你喜爱神的话语吗？
What's your reaction toward God's word? Do you love God's word?
还是你觉得读圣经好像是多了一个功课要去读它？
Or you think it's just more homework for you?
那在讲到神的审判的时候，你会有什么反应？
When God talks about judgment, what's your reaction?
因为这个很，你们神的话语不只是 慈爱祝福的言语，还有公义带有能力的判语。
God's words are not just loving blessings, but also righteous and powerful judgment.
如果看耶利米书这段经文的前面，神所说的都是对悖逆百姓的一个审判的言语。
When you read Jeremiah and few verses before the one that we just read, you will find God's judgment toward unfaithful people.
但是他仍然喜爱神的话语。
Yet Jeremiah still admired the words of the Lord.
圣经说到神审判的时候，神子民的反应不但不是惧怕逃跑，反而是欢喜快乐。Interesting
enough, when the Bible mentioned God's judgment, the right response of God's people should be joyful, not fearful.
就如诗篇所说的，神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义，因你的判断，锡安山应当欢喜，犹大的诚意。
Just as is written in Psalm, like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the end of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The village of the Judah are glad because of your judgment.
另外有一段在97篇说到，耶和华，锡安听见你的判断就欢喜，犹大的诚意也都快乐，因为你耶和华至高超乎全地，你被尊崇远超万神之上。
Another psalm, Zion bears and rejoice, and the villages of Judah are glad. Because of your judgment, Lord, for you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
所以面对神的审判，你会怕吗？
So are you afraid facing God's judgment?
你在怕什么？
What are you afraid of?
如果你已经被拯救了，你有什么好怕的？
If you are saved, there's nothing to be afraid of.
反倒是神的话语, 不论是教导, 劝诫, 甚至审判, 我们都会得到安慰。
We should feel comforted by God's words, whether it's teaching, rebuking, or even judgment.
因为无论如何, 我们都会得到神的慈爱和救恩。
Because we have His love and salvation.
那在新约的经文里面, 我们不仅是同样的以神为乐, 主耶稣的同在并他的道而感到喜乐，更多的是因主耶稣他成就了救恩而得的喜乐。
In the New Testament, not only do Christians rejoice in God Himself, the presence of Jesus and His words, they also rejoice in their salvation in Lord Jesus.
使徒保罗在罗马书里面教导我们说要因救恩的盼望而喜乐。
Apostle Paul teaches us in the book of Romans that we should rejoice in the hope of salvation.
他说在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恳切。
He said, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."
这个指望是因我们在主耶稣基督为我们的罪付上代价，那他的血使我们免去神的愤怒，而且让我们能够得着神的爱。
There's hope because Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin. His blood saved us from God's wrath and enabled us to receive the love of God.
当新天新地来临的时候，我们就能得到神所赐给我们的荣耀。
When the new heaven and the new earth come, we will receive the glory from God.
所以这样看来，目前的苦跟这个比起来，就算不得什么了。
This makes the present suffering nothing compared to the future glory.
圣经用怀孕的生产来比喻，我们可以轻看现在的苦。
The Bible uses childbirth as an analogy to teach us to oversee the current sufferings.
如果你是学生的话，你就可以想象，你现在功课十分的繁重，但是很快要放暑假了，心情就特别的愉快。
Those who are students can think about the analogy as heavy loads of homework before the happy summer break and you will feel better.
但是坏人不是这样，他们现在好像很快乐，但是很快的他们就要面临审判。
But not for the wicked, because they are happy now, but eventually they need to face God's judgment.
就好像你现在在暑假非常高兴，但很快就要开学了。
Just as the happy summer break now, but eventually comes to the end and the school awaits you.
这样心情差别应该很大。
Big change in the mood, right?
你们现在快要开学了，你们应该很容易感同身受吧。
School is almost here, and it's very easy to relate to this analogy.
第二个。在新约里面有为主受苦为乐，这一点成为耶稣基督的门徒当中很不容易让人理解的一个喜乐。
Second, Jesus Christ's disciple rejoice in the suffering for the Lord. It is a difficult concept for people to understand.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书写道：“我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。”
Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
保罗是一个被关在监牢里面还是可以劝人喜乐的人，甚至他可能被砍头的时候，他还是要说，得胜的路我已经跑尽了。我应当打的仗已经打完了，当守住的道我已经守住了。
When Paul was in prison, he still encouraged people to rejoice. Even when his head was possibly chopped off, he still says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
彼得还有众使徒因为讲耶稣基督复活的真道而被当时的犹太公会抓去审问、鞭打，还被警告不可以奉耶稣的名讲道，才被释放。
Peter and other apostles were questioned and beaten by the Jewish Sanhedrin and were given the warning not to preach in Jesus' name, otherwise they stay in prison.
然而他们出来以后反而还感到欢喜快乐。
However, they remained joyful.
他在圣经里面记载说，他们离开公会心里欢喜，算是配为这名受辱。他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。
The Bible states that the apostle left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering, disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from the house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.
这是对主耶稣很真诚的爱，还有感恩的心。
This is a true loving and thankful heart toward Lord Jesus.
第三个，信了主以后，自己所牵挂的不再只是自己和自己的家人，还有对神家里的人，也成为喜乐的原因。
Third, once we become Christians, we and our own family are no longer a center of attention. We also rejoice in a family in Christ.
保罗在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》中说道：“弟兄们，我暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力想法子，很愿意见你们的面。”但我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, Out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you, certainly, I, Paul, did, again and again, but Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
使徒约翰也在他的书信当中提到，因为弟兄姐妹的团契而感到喜乐。他说：“我还有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意用纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论，使你们的喜乐满足。”
In his letter, Apostle John also expressed his joy from fellowship with brothers and sisters. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face.So that our joy may be complete.
对神子民之间的关爱，其实从旧约里面就有。大卫在他所写的诗里面有说到，论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦。
There are verses from the Old Testament that shows the love among God's people. In Psalm 16, David wrote, "I say the Holy Spirit who are in the land."They are the noble ones, in whom is all my delight.
主耶稣也教导我们要彼此相爱，肢体之间互相的关怀。
Lord Jesus also told us to love and care for each other.
就好像保罗在罗马书里面，他有教导要与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
Just as Paul has mentioned in Romans, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn.
你们觉得与人同与哀哭人同哭容易一点，还是与喜乐人同乐容易一点？
Would you say mourn with others is easier or rejoice with others?
Joy 吗？还是啊？
Which?
你会想，当你看到别人在苦难当中，你心里面难免有怜悯的心，就一起哭了。
Perhaps it's easier to mourn with others. When we see others in pain, it's hard for us not to feel sad, and sometimes we cry.
但是如果说你看到旁边的人非常的高兴，
But if you see people next to you is very happy,
好像你的同学考试考了 A,
for example, your classmates got an A,
你的同事得到了升迁加薪，
and your coworker got a promotion,
这样一起高兴高不容不容易。
Is it easy to rejoice with them?
尤其，尤其是你拿的是 C, 或者是你跟那个同事他升迁以后变成你的老板，你是不是很不容易跟他一起高兴？
Especially in the circumstance when you got a C and your coworker has become your boss, it would be quite difficult.
还是你会认为说，谢主。还好我们两个当中至少有一个人拿 A 嘛。
Or you think, hey, praise the Lord, at least one of us got an A.
但是在主内的团契是这样。
However, it is possible in a fellowship in Christ.
他把别人的生命看重，甚至超过自己。
We value other people's life more than our own.
说了这么多圣经当中的喜乐，我要强调的是，做门徒不是没有快乐的苦差事。反倒是呢，神会赐给我们这个世上所能够赐给我们一切的喜乐以外，我们还有从神来的真实喜乐。
We have talked about many different kinds of joy to come to one point. It is not an unpleasant task to be Jesus' disciple. On the contrary, not only can we enjoy worldly blessing from God, we also have true joy from God that cannot be taken away by the world.
对，这都不是这个世界可以给我们的，更不是这个世界可以夺走的。所以，不知道你是不是看到身边的基督徒有这样的喜乐，或者你自己有没有这样子的喜乐？我们又如何能够得到这份喜乐呢？
It's a joy not given by the world or be taken by the world. Have you ever seen true joy from a Christian around you? Do you have this kind of joy? How do we obtain it?
首先最重要的是要有属神的生命。
First, there must be a life that's truly reborn.
神对他的子民的要求从来都不是表面的作为，或者是一定要发自内心的顺服才行。
God wants true obedience, not pretension from his people.
所以这是要生命的改变才行的。
Only a life that's truly reborn can result in true obedience.
虚假的表面功夫持续不了多久，唯有你的生命改变才能够自然地显露出来。
A pretension behavior will not last long.
最近有一次在暑假的一个家庭旅游当中，我有一份很深的感触。
This summer, a recent family trip got me thinking.
我们在路途当中选了一家日本料理餐厅。
On this trip, we decided to try a Japanese restaurant.
餐厅的选择对我们家的旅游当中来讲是一个很重要的一件事情。
Yes, a good selection of restaurant usually is the highlight of our family trip.
它除了有很好的评价，它最重要的是它有现点现做吃到饱的寿司。
This restaurant not only has good review, it also provides all-you-can-eat sushi made in front of you.
我们高兴进去了，我们看了菜单，老大一看。
We happily enter the restaurant and look at the menu. My older son glanced at the menu and decisively ordered teriyaki chicken set.
我说真的吗？你真的是要点 teriyaki chicken 吗？他说没错，我就是要点 teriyaki chicken.
We asked him, "Are you sure this is what you want?" And he said, "Yes, this is what I want. I want teriyaki chicken."
我冷静下来发现原来这一份餐只有吃到饱的四分之一，我就很欣然地接受。
I say yes to his order too, because it's the price is only one quarter of the sushi.
于是就我们全家其他三个人吃吃到饱，他一个人吃 teriyaki chicken。
So our order is three orders of all you can eat sushi and one order of teriyaki chicken set.
后来菜来了，他就一个人抱着一碗 teriyaki chicken 在那边吃。那我们其他人呢，就在吃各式各样的寿司。
My older son quietly ate from his teriyaki chicken bowl, the same flavor bite after bite. The rest of us, including his little brother, had great time eating all different kinds of sushi.
我们就在讨论哪一个好吃，哪一个不好吃。啊，吃完了再叫他再来，再要点，就怕吃少了会浪费钱。
We keep talking about which sushi tastes better, and maybe we should order more to get our money worth.
其中有一次，他想说，那我也吃一下你们的加州卷好了，但是被我们阻止。
Once my older son wants to grab a piece of California roll, but we stop him because.
因为这是餐厅的规定。
Because
你不能吃我们。
We stop him because we told him it's against the restaurant's rule.
他也不在意，就继续回去吃他的 teriyaki chicken.
He didn't seem to care that he couldn't have any sushi and went right back to his teriyaki chicken.
我们吃完寿司以后，我又惊讶地发现他还有甜点、红豆汤跟冰淇淋。
After the meal, I happily discovered that the sushi also include dessert such as red bean soup and ice cream.
我跟弟弟说。还有冰淇淋哎！弟弟说 ，Yeah！
I told his younger brother Didi, "There is ice cream!" And his brother Didi shouted, "Yeah!" with excitement.
可是哥哥不能吃。
But I soon realized that 哥哥 my older son, couldn't have any.
我看了真的有点舍不得。
We felt very sad for 哥哥。
我觉得除了价格以外，我真的觉得哥哥很可
怜。Other than the price is cheap, I really feel sorry for him.
后来到了旅馆以后，我就跟哥哥讲说：“你会不会觉得很可惜，或者是觉得很不公平？为什么你只是吃这样子？我们吃这么好，你只是吃一碗饭。”
There back in hotel, I asked him, "Do you regret or think it's not fair that we ate so well and just have a bowl of rice?"
他说：“没有啊，我喜欢吃 teriyaki， 我就点 teriyaki， 我吃得很高兴啊。”
He was really cool about it and said, "Nope.I like teriyaki, and teriyaki is what I like, and I'm very satisfied and happy with what I had."
他是很特别的，因为他不喜欢海鲜，所以对于龙虾大餐来讲，一点都不诱人。
He is very special because he doesn't like seafood. Even lobster, lobster banquet means nothing to him.
所以对于一些人来讲，只要有一碗饭，也是很美味的享受。
To some people who has remarkable memory about life.Even a simple bowl of rice is delicious. And I realized there's a difference in life. By nature, we were enemy with God. We want nothing to do with Him.
如果没有生命的改变，你只是想要照着神的律法要去这样做的时候，是不会成功，更不可能喜乐的。
Therefore, if there was no change of life, mere obedience to the law will not work, nor would it bring you joy.
那如何能有这样子的生命呢？
But how do we obtain a life that's truly reborn?
这就是重生的经历，你认罪悔改，信主耶稣基督得到救恩就可以了。
A reborn life is repentance, trust in the Lord Jesus, and receive salvation.
这不是一个入教的条件，而是改变生命的大功。
This is not a requirement to get you into the door of a religion. It is big, life-changing task.
也只有神能够完成这个大功。
And only God can accomplish this task.
那会不会也有人信主很久，也没有办法有这样的喜乐，不论是崇拜团契都没有兴趣，更可能把教会的服事或者奉献当作一种负担呢？
Even long after they became Christians, some people still could not experience this kind of joy.They never enjoy worship, fellowship, or even consider service and offering a burden.
其中一个重要的因素是你有这样生命，但这个生命没有被喂养，没有长大。
One critical reason is failure to nourish the new life in Christ, so it never grew.
生活的行为模式还是按照过去的经验，或者是这个世界的影响来过这个生活。
They never change their lifestyle and still rely on themselves or the world.
有一个例子就是在马戏团里的大象，他在平常生活当中没有表演的时候，他就被绑在一个小木头上。
One example is the elephant in circus, tied to a little piece of wood when he's not performing.
他也没有挣脱逃走，因为他从小就被绑在那里。
He never attempted to free himself because he was tied to the same piece of wood ever since he was little.
当他小，所以他当时没有办法挣脱。时间久了，渐渐他就觉得自己是没有办法挣脱那个小木头。
He was not able to get rid of the same piece of wood when he was little, and gradually he's convinced that he couldn't fight off this piece of wood.
所以现纵使他现在已经长大，非常高大，他还是认为他没有办法逃走。
Even he is all grown up, tall and strong, he still believes he cannot fight off this wood.
而我们有了新生命也是一样，我们要知道自己能够逃脱这个捆绑。
When we have this new life, we must know that we can be free from the old constraint.
我们可以不受这个世界还有罪的影响来过生活。
Free from the influence from the world and sin.
所以要一步一步的做起，首先是要读经，让我们从神的话语当中来认识神。
To live out this reborn life, there are steps to take. First is to read Bible.
我们要带着信心读，从创世纪第一章第一节慢慢有纪律的来读。
Getting to know God from His words, read with faith, starting from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Read it slowly and systematically.
神要我们了解他的心意，所以一定能够让我们读出他来理解他。
God will help us to understand what He wants us to know.
我再加上牧师和传道人的解说，就能对神有好的认识。
And with pastor and preacher's explanation, we will start to know God.
不晓得在座有没有人已经把圣经读过一遍
？Has anyone here finished reading the Bible at least once from beginning to the end?
有吧
？Yes.
那有没有人读完一遍有好好的系统，不是只是读，有试着去了解它的这样子来读一遍，有没有？
Has anyone here studied the Bible at least once with a heart that really wants to understand it?
应该有。那如果没有的话，我真的是劝你们一定要好好的来读过一遍。
I believe there is, but if not, please read it once carefully.
那如果已经读了的人，可以再放慢一点，好好仔细的再读。这是一本值得用一生来读的书。
If you did,Read it slowly again. This book is worth your lifetime reading.
我们都知道神的话语不只是用来读、用来理解，更用来是让我们来经历它的。
God's word is not just for reading, for understanding, but most importantly, is for us to experience.
耶稣也不断强调，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Jesus keeps emphasizing, if you love me, keep my commands.
我们从圣经的话语能够知道神要我们遵行的命令，接着就是凭着信心靠着神来遵行，这样子就能够经历到神的大能， 也因着这个经历，我们能够有平安和喜乐。
We know the commands from the Bible, and then we should follow the commands with faith and with God's help. We will then experience His power and grace. With the experience, we will have peace and joy.
我们讲了这么多喜乐，基督徒要喜乐，而且是常常喜乐。
As Christian, we have joy, and we often have joy.
这会不会有时候也成为一种压力？会不会说基督徒不能够难过，不能够生气、失望或沮丧呢？
Could this be burden? Does that mean that Christian cannot be sad, angry, disappointed, and frustrated?
可能不是这样。
No, that's not true.
你们有没有想过，圣经，不断地强调我们要喜乐，但是好像主耶稣基督在圣经里面，没有记录它有效果。
The New Testament teaches us to rejoice, but doesn't seem to mention Jesus laughing.
你们有没有看过，主耶稣基督在传道三年多，他有没有生气过？
According to the Bible, has Jesus ever gotten angry during his 3 years preaching the gospel?
有，像是在洁净圣殿的时候，以及在安息日医病的时候，圣经有记载，他又问众人在安息日行善行恶、救命害命哪样是可以的，他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们心里刚硬，对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复原了。
Yes, when he sanctified the temple and when he healed the sick on the Sabbath, Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored.
那耶稣生气过，那他有没有哭过呢？
Has Jesus cried?
有吗？有两次，对不对？
Yes.
一次是为了拉撒路的死，一次为耶路撒冷结局。他说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说，巴不得你在这个日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
Recorded in the Bible, Jesus cried twice, one over Lazarus' death, one for the ending of the Jerusalem.As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes."
那圣经其实有记载耶稣有喜乐，是在什么时候呢？是有一次，路加福音十章记载了耶稣设立七十二个人到各地传福音。那些人欢欢喜喜回来做宣教报告的时候，圣经记载。正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
Yes, Bible once record Jesus being joyful. Luke chapter 10 mentioned Jesus sending out 72 to share gospel. When those people returned with joy, at that time Jesus full of joy through the Holy Spirit and said.I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do.
所以纵使主耶稣基督在传他自己在传道的时候常常受人排斥、奚落甚至攻击，但当他差派门徒去工作有果效的时候，有福音传开，他心里是欢乐的。
Even though Jesus was often rejected, laughed at, and even attacked when he shared truth, his heart has always felt joy with his disciple, when his disciple bear fruit and the gospel is preached.
所以我们说，不论主耶稣他喜怒哀乐，我们看到的是主耶稣基督的心，他都是与天父的心意相同。
Whether
也因为爱我们而有这样的反应。
Whether it's anger or joy, Jesus loves us.And he and the Father have the same mindset.
所以啊，不是说基督徒只有一种情绪。
So Christians are not limited to one emotion.
最根本的是要以耶稣基督的心为心，有耶稣基督的喜乐存在心里。
The point is to have the same mindset as Jesus and to have the joy of Jesus.
再次说，这是一个生命的改变，重生之后有了新生命才有可能。
Once again, this is only possible.In the reborn life, a life that has been changed.
主耶稣基督他说， 你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。
Jesus says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
对主耶稣他说得很清楚，他要我们，他喜悦我们彼此相爱。
Jesus is pretty clear on his command that we shall love each other.
主耶稣他升天离开门徒之前留下了两个最重要的命令，一个是对内的，让我们彼此相爱，一个是对外的，要我们去传福音。
Before Jesus went to heaven, he left the disciples with two commands, one internal, that is to love each other, and one external, that is to preach gospel.
主耶稣临走的时候不断重复的强调，是因为担心我们做不到彼此相爱，而彼此伤害、竞争、嫉妒和纷争。
Jesus has repeated his command because he was afraid that we would not love each other. Instead, we would debate, harm, envy, or there's division among ourselves.
他也担心我们懈怠了，不肯张口迈出脚步去传福音。
He is also worried that we will be lazy and lack of zeal to preach gospel.
所以主耶稣命令我们，这是命令，所以我们无论你愿意与否，都应该要这样遵行。
Therefore, Jesus Christ has commanded us, and commands is to be followed,
所以主说,
whether we are willing or not.
主说我们若遵守他的命令，我们就在他的爱里，主自己的喜乐也存在我们心里，让我们可以满足。真是感谢赞美主，这是何等奇妙的事。
The Lord tells us if we keep his commands, we will remain in his love, and his joy will be in us, and our joy may be complete.Praise and thank to the Lord. How amazing this is what, this is that when we keep his commands.
当我们遵行他的命令，彼此相爱的时候，我们心里面会得到喜乐。这是主加给我们的，是从他而来属天之乐。
When we love each other, when we follow his commands, then we will have the joy that's directly descending from the Lord in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，若有来自属天、属神的喜乐，在我们心里面，这个世上没有一件事情可以相比。
Brother and sisters, nothing in the world could ever compare to the joy from the Lord once it lives in you.
所以再次说明，认识基督真理，而且遵行，就能够得到耶稣的喜乐。
This again teaches that knowing and keeping the truth from the Lord will bring us joy from Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们。是为什么感到喜乐和快乐？
Dear brothers and sisters, what give you joy and happiness?
你会不会因为拥有了财富而感到喜乐？
Will money and wealth make you happy?
每天看着自己账户的那个数字不断的往上攀升，你会不会感到喜乐？
Are you happy to see the number of your bank account goes up?
会不会？
Yes.
啊，还是？现在不太敢说，只能说那种感觉还不错。
Maybe you don't want to admit it at this moment, but it does feel good, doesn't it?
你会不会因为在一个很舒适的环境里面吃了一顿丰盛的大餐，而且还负担得起，感到十分的快乐呢？
Will you rejoice in sitting in an elegant and cozy restaurant, enjoy a delicious meal that you can actually afford?That too, right? You feel joy.
基督可不可以为这样的事感到快乐和喜乐？
Can Christian rejoice in these kind of things?
可以吧？
Why not?
神很有可能照他的心意，将这样的福分赐给他的子民。
God bless his people with wealth.
而且神很喜悦我们在他所赐给我们的产业上欢喜快乐。
Yes, God rejoices in our happiness over the inheritance that He blesses.
但这个不是问题，问题是这些东西都是有限而短暂的。
Wealth itself is not a problem, but it only offers short-term and limited satisfaction.
圣经让我们看见属神的子民还有一层更深的喜乐，就是神自己。
The Bible helps to see that God's people rejoice in something deeper, and that's God Himself.
神是一切美善、慈爱、公义的本体。
God is good, love, and justice.
我们在世上享受神所赐的，都是源自于他自己。
Everything we enjoy in this world is from God.
不仅如此，神和他的话语都立定在天，永不改变。
Not only that, God and His words are established in heaven forever. They will not change.
如果我们因为这些被这些让人舒服的东西所吸引，而把目光专注在神所赐的那个福，而忽略了赐福的神，那就得不偿失了。
If we are so attracted to those goodies and see only His blessing instead of God Himself, it is totally not worth it.
就像我在一开始说的，我对我的孩子讲了一个你要不要一个手刹车的无聊冷笑话。
Like I mentioned in the beginning, I told a dry humor or bad joke to my son. Do you want a handbrake?
听到的人可能不但不会笑，而且有点生气。
Most people, including my son, do not think it's funny, and they might feel annoyed.
但是像我儿子，我觉得他在心里面应该是喜乐。
But I believe that my son is happy at heart because
因为他有一个这样希望他笑的父亲。
Because he has a dad who loves to make him laugh.
我是这样希望。
Well, at least that's what I hope.
那我看了一下在座，有许多人呢、啊、都跟我一样十分的年轻。
I see most people here are very young, like me.
甚至还有比我年轻的，但我不确定。
I think there are people might be younger than I am, but I'm not sure.
像我们年轻人，情绪起伏都很大。
Like us young people, we are moody.
而且对很多时候对事情下定论太快。
And we young people are quick to judge.
我真的盼望我们大家都能够知道，未来你不论面对的是困难、冲突，或者是沮丧，这样的事情发生，这些都是短暂的。
I sincerely hope that you understand that in the future, no matter what kind of hardship, conflict, frustration awaits, they are all temporary.
这与神所赐的盼望为比，都微不足道。
They are nothing compared to the salvation and hope.From God.
真正属耶稣的喜乐绝对不是世界能够给予的，也不是表面的装饰，脸上的笑容而已。
True joy from Jesus cannot be offered by the world, nor is it a pretentious smile on the face.
只有从主耶稣而来。
It's only given from Jesus Christ.
你有这份喜乐在你心里吗？
Do you have this kind of joy in you?
你羡慕这样的喜乐吗？
Do you long for this kind of joy?
你如果没有信主，你需要从生命改变开始。
If you have not trust in the Lord, you can start with changing your life.
我盼望你能够知道你在罪中，也因为这个罪阻挡了你跟神的关系。
I hope you see that you have sinned, and that breaks the relationship between you and God.
你要认罪悔改，让主耶稣做你的救主。
You need to repent and ask Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior.
你就能够得到全新的生命，一个与神连结的、充满喜乐的生命。
Then you will have a new life, a joyful life that has restored connection with God.
如果你已经信主，你是因什么而喜乐？你是否以神为乐，以耶稣基督的心为心呢？
If you are already a Christian, ask, what made you happy? Do you rejoice in God? Do you have the same mindset as Jesus Christ?
若还没有感受到这样的喜乐，那么请你开始，让你在你生命当中那个新的生命得到喂养、成长、茁壮。
If you haven't experienced this kind of joy, then please nourish the life in you, make it strong.
不再因自己过去的经验、世界的影响在你生活当中。
Don't let your past experience from the world affect your life.
要借着读经、祷告、遵行主耶稣的旨意、爱神、爱人、传扬福音，你会深刻的感受到。主天真实的喜乐。
Start reading the Bible, praying, obeying Jesus' commands, loving the Lord, loving each other, preach the gospel, then you will fully experience the true joy from heaven.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，让 让我们知道我们有了这个新的生命，我们可以因着主耶稣而喜乐，也能够以主耶稣基督的心为心。求主亲自带领我们，从现在这一刻，我们就不仅聆听你的话语，而且遵行你的旨意。愿荣耀颂赞都归于主。祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。